Good morning. On Sunday, Greeks voted no on a debt bailout, which would have meant 5 more years of austerity measures. They voted overwhelmingly to reject terms offered by European leaders. The Prime Minister of Greece, Alexis Tsipras, is with the left-leaning Syriza party.
Σήμερα είναι μια μέρα γιορτής, διότι η δημοκρατία είναι γιορτή, είναι χαρά. Και όταν η δημοκρατία νικάει το φόβο και τους εκβιασμούς, τότε είναι και λύτρωση, είναι και διέξοδο. Ο ελληνικός λαός σήμερα στέλνει ένα πολύ ισχυρό μήνυμα.
Speaking on television last night, Tsipras said today is a day of celebration. Democracy trumps fear. We take a decisive stand today in support of a better future for all of us in Greece and Europe. Tsipras said the no result in the bailout referendum shows that democracy won't be blackmailed. He said Greece is willing to return to talks, but this time the issue of debt will be on the negotiating table. He thanked Greeks for making a very brave choice. Meanwhile, Greece's finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, said that creditors planned from the start to shut down banks to humiliate the people of Greece and to force them to make a statement of contrition for showing to them that debt and loans are unsustainable. The finance minister said debt relief should be at the center of negotiations over a new deal for Greece. For millions of Greeks, the outcome was an angry message to creditors that Greece can no longer accept repeated rounds of austerity that in 5 years had left 1 in 4 without a job. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Vienna negotiating the Iran nuclear deal. He said negotiations have been going on for a number of years, and over the past few days, he said there was genuine progress.
But I want to be absolutely clear with everybody. We are not yet where we need to be on several of the most difficult issues. And the truth is that while I completely agree with Foreign Minister Zarif that we have never been closer, at this point, this negotiation could go either way. If hard choices get made in the next couple of days and made quickly, we could get an agreement this week. But if they are not made, we will not.
Kerry said teams will be negotiating privately and quietly, not in the press. He said when the time is right, there'll be more to say. Pope Francis began a 9-day visit to South America on Sunday. He's visiting the continent's 3 poorest nations, Ecuador, Bolivia, and Paraguay. The pontiff is highlighting his priorities of protecting the marginalized and the planet from injustice and exploitation. In a speech in front of President Rafael Correa, he immediately signaled key themes: the need to care for society's most marginal, ensuring socially responsible economic development, and turning to Ecuador specifically, defending the singular beauty of the country. Protests in Ecuador over Correa's policies halted while Francis is in the country. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.